Blog Talk Radio.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne. Say the black of the belly, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. If don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers frown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love him, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a mess. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up lately, but keep your head up.
Give it all you got. Give it all you got. Give.
I'm not quite too sure. New York, New Jersey, Miami. Yeah, can you hear me, Mr. Santiago?
Bronx.
Yes, I can. Tony Santiago, New York City.
All right.
What's up, Tony? How you
doing,
man?
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, everyone? How's it going?
It's going just
fine. All right, all right. So
let's see. I know I was talking to you earlier, Carlos, and it was something I did on Facebook earlier today because all this media talk about these EDM festivals that have been going on and just the whole talk of Molly, I figure I needed to say something to everybody because it seems as if the media just wants to just pick on dance music when it comes to these sort of things. And, you know, you guys reached out to me, and I figured, hey, let's talk about this because there's so much going on with this that's still nonstop and, you know,
sure.
We just got to get things straight.
Right.
In that
sense. Most definitely.
Right,
I completely respect the fact that I'm actually the one, Mary, that caught your post, and I completely respect the fact that, you know, you want to be respected as far as being part of the EDM music and where it's going and not be prejudged. So we want to encourage all listeners or anybody that, you know, that knows anybody that is involved in the scene to call in and basically either encourage it, even if you have any type of negative talk, we're here to speak with you. Mr. Santiago will probably not be with us throughout the whole show, but this will probably be a part two tomorrow night, so you guys are more than welcome to either join us in chat or give us a call at 347-215-7698.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what, right, Mary. And I was talking to Mr. Santiago earlier. We were talking about the that Molly, and he was talking about how the media kind of has a role in it. If you want to share that with our audience, there, Tony.
Yeah, sure. I mean, basically, let's get to the whole beginning of it all, because of course it happened on Labor Day Sunday, where Electric Zoo was canceled because of two unfortunate deaths that took place. And it was just confirmed now by the medical examiner that the two deaths were MDMA-related, a.k.a. Molly-related. And,
right,
you know, because of that, you know, admittedly, the promoters and New York City did the right thing to shut it. They didn't want any more incidents to happen. But in the process of doing so, then it became a taboo thing where people have been talking on Molly. Two other events have actually canceled in Massachusetts, one that was supposed to happen at the end of the month at Six Flags New England, and another event at UMass campus not too far away from Springfield. And
wow, those seem
the
like pretty big events.
Yeah, I guess they were for those regions. And the thing about it was, you know, you see it now on the news media and all over the place how, you know, of course people are talking about Molly all of a sudden, and they're talking about how dangerous it is, and whatever the case may be. But I also think the media, in a partial way, has it a bit twisted, because for some reason they're picking on dance music. It's always this disdain that the media has towards dance music. And I got to answer.
Right.
Pardon me one second.
Cool.
Yeah,
we definitely want to encourage
Mr. Santiago to let us and let the audience know the positive side of this and what he can offer as far as creating and promoting these types of events.
Right.
Okay.
I believe he's he said he had to take a, I think his phone, other phone rang or something.
Oh, yeah.
But from what he was saying, I'm...
Go ahead,
Mary.
No, go on.
No, I was, I was saying from what he's saying, like how he's out there. I was listening to, I don't know if you've seen the VMAs. How Miley Cyrus was out there singing about Molly and shaking her butt and all that, and they looked at more of that she was shaking her butt, and they didn't say anything about her talking about, you know, drugs, and she was on Disney Channel. I mean, I was tripping out on that. That was crazy right there.
Tony
back.
Yeah, Tony.
No.
As I was telling my co-host that we, you know, definitely want to encourage you to go ahead and express the defense side of you being involved in this type of music via on the promotional side and creating events. You want to go ahead and share with the audience in defense as far as the media and what they're making of it?
Yeah, but that's coming out of CBS Net 5. I've seen that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I believe he's still on the other line. We'll be right back.
That would be
Okay, that was DJ Bestinho out of Brazil. Much love to you, mijo.
Brazil.
And, thank you. Yeah. You guys, welcome back to Versatile Radio. You're here with Mary, Carlos, Eric, and Tony.
Hey, what's up?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Hello.
All right.
We hear you fine. We hear you fine.
Yeah, I'm good here.
Very good.
Okay, Tony, so you were a Saints. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying, Tony, since he got cut off, he had to take a call. He just wanted to,
yeah, I know. I'm still at work here, but I kind of have to do that.
Right, yeah.
But,
so if you wanted to continue where you were.
All right, I'm trying to remember this. I know we were talking about events that were getting canceled in Massachusetts.
Right.
And, as it is, like I said, the media is making a big deal as of late regarding MDMA and Molly. Now, my point about it is this. I mean, you know, it's a tragedy when anybody dies when it comes to these sort of, you know, drugs, as they say.
Right.
But I also think the media is blowing it out of proportion, in part because there's this disdain they have against dance music, EDM, to begin with. But when you really get down to it, I mean, drugs and music have always been connected from way back. I mean, you can go back to the jazz era when pot was a big deal, quote-unquote reefer madness.
Right.
And, of course, in the 60s, you had Woodstock, and, of course, everybody was tripping on LSD at that time.
Right.
And then, you know, along the way, things have gone that way, where disco, there was the heroin and cocaine. Of course, the 80s had crack going on, and then 90s was the early ease from the rave era. And then, you know, it's always been that case, and they've always had it in concerts and other venues, rock, hip-hop. And, you know, there's never been as big of a deal as those drugs, you know, been passed around, then EDM. EDM has just been associated with that. And, you know,
can you tell us how the prejudgment and the cancellation of the shows and things like that, how it's affecting you and your work?
Well, I mean, it's affecting really for the artists and people. I mean, I just run a show, and I'm trying to fight for everybody in that sense. I mean, it's affecting my work per se in the way that, you know what, they're not understanding what's going on with these events. They don't really see the positive aspect of it, and that's where I'm trying to make a point here. It's like, yeah, you know, unfortunately, deaths happen, but they happen everywhere. So why pick on dance music and EDM?
Right.
But my point
is,
let's
talk about the positive end of it.
Well, you have thousands and thousands of people gathered together hearing these DJs up on stage playing this fantastic music. Of course, you have all the light shows going on. And, you know, everybody's fist pumping, standing around. And, you know, there's that sense of unity where you have everybody together just supporting the whole scene that's going on.
Right.
And people do look out for each other. I mean, it's like you'll have like 10,000 of friends that are just like right by you when it comes to these things.
Right. So if two people out of a crowd of 5,000, you know, gets messed up, it's blamed on the 5,000, not just the two people, correct? Meaning maybe it's two people out of 5,000.
Well, it's unfortunate because, like, I went to the zoo Sunday. That Sunday, and the NYPD was, you know, still, you know, pushing people away, saying that it wasn't happening. And at that point, you know, then I learned more what was going on. And then a lot of people were talking to me about, oh, what's going on? What should we do? What's the deal? And, you know, it's like I said, with music and drugs, it's all over the place. I mean, you're never going to get rid of it. It's always going to be there in one way or another. Someone's going to just get it in. So the two things that stand out to me. One is education, and another is personal responsibility.
Of course.
Right.
People have to take that responsibility. Right. People have to accept personal responsibility for whatever actions they do. I mean, if you're going to do those sort of things, then you know what? You got to own up to what you're doing. And, you know, don't blame it on others. Don't blame it on anything else. Whatever actions you do as a person, that's your actions. That's what you're doing.
That's your business.
Right.
But do you remember? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Back in the mid '80s, like when gangster rap first came out, N.W.A. and all that, and and there was all kinds of protests about their lyrics, and then there was drug use and violence and all that in the music. And then it was just accepted and it passed. Do you feel that this the same thing's gonna happen with Molly and the dance music? Do you think that the same thing will just happen? It'll just pass. It's just something that's just happening in the moment.
I'm hoping it does. But the other issue with this is the fact that since these events are getting canceled, I mean, it's not a blame of the promoters. It's not even a blame of a venue that's having it. What's going on with that is that the insurance companies back these events. And, of course, when they hear something like death or something really negative happen, they go up in arms and they flip out and they're thinking, oh, we can't insure this. We're not going to pay for this.
Right.
And for insurance companies that do accept it, what's going to happen is, they'll take in the money, but it's high risk. So they're going to ask for, like, maybe double or triple what they would have asked otherwise. And then what does that money get passed down to? The people. And already the EDM concerts are as expensive as is. I mean, Electric Zoo is like $180 a day. It wouldn't surprise me next year it goes to $250 just because of insurance matters.
That's a lot of money.
I have a question for Tony.
Yeah.
Okay, now these events, EDM, okay?
Right.
They're also played in all of the clubs, you know, where these drugs are not distributed, correct?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, not all of them, but a lot of them. And mainly, you know, a lot of it also is underground, correct?
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now, the majority of these events, which include, you know, the EDM music, which me personally, I love. I produce that type of music, you know.
Right.
Do these events, like the bigger ones, is there any event that doesn't include or promote the drug Molly or any of those other type of drugs? You know, I'm just curious.
No, I mean, offhand, I mean, I guess it's like, maybe it's a culture thinking in this sense, because it seems like the young culture, like in the 20s or something, they go to these things and they're thinking, hey, yeah, we can score on some Molly or whatever. And I mean, it's embedded in their brain in that way. And I know Tomorrow World is happening at the end of the month, and that's a big event happening in Chattahoochee, Georgia, which is a big EDM event as well for that. And I believe, you know, based on this mentality, I think a lot of people are going to go in and think this. But now with what happened with Electric Zoo, it's, you know, obviously they're going to pick up more on security and more on making sure the drugs somehow don't get in. But I don't know. Honestly, I really don't know. I hope everything works out well for that. But I mean, there's going to be drugs getting in.
Just to remind everybody, this show is and what was created for the mature audience. So, you know, we can talk about basically, you know, what we consider a mature audience being able to accept and inappropriate for them. Me personally, I mean, you know, back in the days when I was in my drug use, I've experienced with all types of drugs, acid. You know, I remember Ultras, where, you know, I've actually, not recently, but, you know, when I did start doing them, was very curious as to what the ingredients of it was and why it was called the club drug. And bottom line, it's a Molly. And you know, I used to like it. You know, in my younger days, I used to like to get high and listen to music and float on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But now I just, it's grown. It's grown. And, you know, all due respect to anybody out there that has been a victim to either, you know, what they might call suicide or maybe having a family member or a loved one that they have lost due to the use of it. The reason this got my attention is because I have no kids, but my nieces and nephews are my kids, and they are at that age where they are very heavily used to this type of stuff. bothers me, you know what I'm saying? Even though I will always promote EDM music, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if it was me, you know, behind the scenes or promoting these type of events, sure, you know, I'm going to be about it and back up the artists, back up the producers, back up the events, but I wouldn't, you know, promote the drug use of it or, you know, and we have no control over, especially these days, drugs in general, you know. So I completely understand, and I, you know, have a lot of respect for how you feel about this. I mean, you know, it could get big, this whole topic, as far as, you know, hey, ain't nobody making a big deal about people smoking weed in the hip-hop clubs or the, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I just, you know, kind of wanted to put that out there.
Right.
You know,
no, I mean, I just had a comment.
No, I mean,
oh, comment. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. No, no, you, go ahead.
No, go ahead, man, go ahead.
No, I mean, I'm just to say this real quick. I mean, with all that's going on, I mean, there's no judgment on anybody here. Whoever does drugs, they do drugs. I mean, I'm not trying to pass judgment on that. I mean, obviously, the best solution would be is not to, but if people are going to do those sort of things at events, then, you know, you need to get informed in terms of what you have to do to protect yourself. That's where education comes in.
Sure.
I even thought maybe there should be, like, a separate area where it's, like, you know, people can just, you know, do those sort of things. It's controlled where, you know, there's watch. Even though it's illegal, you know, you still have a watch on to make sure everything's all right. Plenty of water there available for people to drink, whatever the case may be, just to at least keep it in a certain part as opposed to, like, putting it all over the place in a concert. Because, you know, and also, too, like, if they're inspecting it, just to make sure it's good, it's legitimate, because, of course, I've heard today that they were using bath salts to pass off as Molly, which, you know, that's sick.
And those bath salts get you high, too.
That I've heard. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I've heard about people doing lines, and people actually die from those, man. They sell those in any like pool place or, you know, or any kind of place like that where it sells, you know.
Where's Molly come in?
It's right there. It's available.
Does it come in the form of a pill?
I believe they have
Molly?
It in pill form and powder form.
Wow.
It's in a powder form.
Or
on E, it's the pill form.
So
the Molly is like
snortable?
Powder?
I'm sorry?
They can also snort it?
Yeah, I've seen it where it has been snorted, but basically speaking, my whole thing is this. I mean, my argument is the fact that, you know, for the media, that, you know, okay, dance music may have its issues, but all musical genres have their issues with drugs. But it seems like every time something comes onto our side, we get hammered more. Like I said, there's this hate on dance music, and you can take it back to the disco era. I mean, back in 1979, there was a disco demolition derby that went on where they were in a ballpark in Chicago, Comiskey Park, and people were bringing disco records to blow up and everything, and the event got out of hand. Now, a lot of those executives, a lot of those people who were there then are executives in radio. They're in their 60s and stuff, and, you know, they're the ones that are, quote-unquote, controlling the whole music industry. But, you know, that's unfortunately with them, that's why, you know, they always give me the argument that dance music doesn't work, which can't work. And I'm like, no, it can. You just don't know what you're doing. It can happen. It can make it happen. But regardless of which, back to the hate, I mean, it goes for that. I mean, in New York City, back in the 90s, we had the huge clubs, Palladium, Tunnel, you know, and they were the big joints back in those days. But then, you know, the hate went to Mayor Giuliani, who decided, hey, you know what, for quality of life, we got to close these places. Look what it's doing. Which in part is what you have the lounge mentality today.
Now, you don't feel that, like, also the promoters and the people that run, like, because I've been to raves before, and man, I swear those things, it's like they're made for people that are going to take X. I mean, you go in there, there's dudes with these flashing, like, they have these gloves with lights on them. And they start, like, tripping you out, and they call it rolling. People start rolling. I mean, you'll just sit there and just, like, trip out. And the stage is, like, with these crazy lights, and the DJ's way on the top with a big old giant Mickey Mouse mask on, you know what I mean? Like, like crazy
yeah.
stuff, and it seems like kind of it. I mean, you gotta kind of admit too that it is in the culture as far as like that music a little bit, like you know, like or do you feel that maybe it's been blown out too much out of proportion, and maybe there are more people that are just listening to the music, and it's not just that.
No, exactly. I mean, not everybody that goes to these events are looking to score on MDMA or ecstasy.
Right.
It, you know, no one do that. I mean, for the majority of people, myself included, if we go to these events, we're there to hear the music, we're there to enjoy the camaraderie of everybody around us, and we're out to have
right.
fun.
Right.
I mean, that's what it is. We're out to have fun and enjoy. So, you know, the music's blasting, the DJ's doing his thing, you see all these lights and things flickering around, and, you know, for the most part, everybody's just there to have fun. I mean, you know, if they're going to trip on anything, they're tripping on the music in itself, and you really don't need anything artificial in that sense of it. But for some people, they do want that. They figure it enhances their experience further by ingesting MDMA, Molly, or any other drug going down, where there's some people may still have crystal meth on them.
Right.
I mean,
what do you feel the solution
is,
would be
yeah.
to change that problem in as far as like maybe getting the drug off of those events? Like, do you feel that there's a solution to that?
It's a hard solution. I mean, let's face it. Any event, you're still going to get drugs in there. Whether
right.
somebody in security is getting paid off, whether somebody gets it to their girlfriend and they sneak it in their bag since they tend not to check out girls as much, drugs are getting in anyway. So,
right.
I mean, you can
okay.
pamphlets
so we're
going to
take a break right quick, guys. We are going to take a break
okay.
right quick. I'm going to play this song right now by Rick Ross, and this is a hip-hop song. Actually, yeah, this is talking about the drug Molly. We also do have another caller on the line that kind of wants to say something right quick before we play this song, and then we'll be right back with him. Go ahead, caller.
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Yeah, we can.
I just don't understand why in the hip hop industry, people such as Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, they promote it so hard. Why would you influence something so bad?
No, I don't know on that one. I mean, you know, it's important. I mean, hip hop has been associated with that all for quite a long time already. But what people also don't
right.
realize, I mean, you hear rock, you hear hip hop, but you know what? People are tripping on drugs in opera houses.
Right.
Think about
that's
that.
True.
Opera houses.
We'll
you're
be
never
right
gonna
back.
Hear about.
You don't even know. Oh, high class nigga.
This shit sound crazy. This shit sound crazy.
Flash it only.
Flash it only. Flash it
$1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 purple lane, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all ride with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1,000,000 watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1,000,000 crib, nigga, you don't even know.
Hey, that monster truck, bitch, tall as fuck, so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rose for me, host don't even pour it. Spent songs on for it, button down Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then ho, you know it. AP and that P gate with a bright lean when on board. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks gang, fucking Floyd. CVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
Nah. It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 purple lane, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all ride with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1,000,000 watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1,000,000 crib, nigga, you don't even know.
Hey, that nigga Joey Barry Rock. I die over these Reeboks. You ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne. She ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that. She ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on. You ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR. You ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out with these stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Greeks all in my blood. Birds all in my dreams. Boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you fucked, niggas. Whack. You ain't even know it. Your main nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know it.
It's down all the pair of shoes. You don't even know it. It's down on the top lane, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from Bali, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, niggas, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know. Hey. We turned up every day, you don't even know. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know. We turn up in the club, you don't even know. Got 100 bottles coming, you don't even know. We came up from that, you don't even know. Driving $500,000 of the car, you don't even know. From bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, niggas, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, niggas, you don't even know. Hey.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Welcome back to Versatile Radio. Okay. Yeah, Tony, I know that, you know, that's a whole different thing as far as hip hop and that. But basically, you know, I kind of want to just touch down on the whole main point of this and why shows like that are being canceled. And, you know, it's all behind this drug, Molly, you know.
I kind of have a hard time hearing you. It's kind of breaking, but I'm kind of hearing it.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, it's a little better, yeah.
All right, great. Is there anything else, you know, you want to bring up on tonight's show?
I'm just trying to think. I mean, I know I was just talking on, like, opera thing. I was just also talking on finances, too, where, you know, we get picked on, but then other events, they do the same thing. But, you know, of course, they're not getting it because there's money involved. Like I was just mentioning, opera houses, they do drugs in there, too. I mean, you know, it's nothing like, you know, people standing around or whatever. They're sitting down in their seats, but they'll go in a restroom somewhere, snort a little or whatever. And if some 65-year-old guy dies,
right.
I mean, they just kind of keep it hush-hush, but, you know, nobody says anything, and you don't know about it.
Right.
Yeah. Can I ask your opinion on the whole Miley Cyrus performance at the awards?
Oh, God. That was just a hot mess. Oh, my goodness. Actually,
oh, man,
funny.
You just explained it with a perfect word, hot mess.
You put the like on it. I did a joke on using a meme there. Molly, I put up an image of Molly Cyrus, and Molly is great. Look what it's done for me. And, of course, she's there with the bend down, sticking her tongue out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I know that song
she
mentions Molly,
away,
right?
I think, let me demonize this thing. Huh?
On that song, she mentions Molly on that song, isn't she? Like, she, that's,
yeah,
that's the,
yeah.
The premise of the
Molly,
song is?
Yeah,
there you go.
On my own personal front, I'll never play a track that has Molly in it. Yep, that's my stance.
That's
I
just
will
going
not
too
play
far,
a track
right?
that has Molly in it.
Yeah.
I think K7 came out with something. K7 just came out with something. Molly.
Yeah, I think there's a Kanye West song, too, that has that Molly in it. There's a bunch of music out there that has it. Now, the gentleman that had asked about the hip-hop and Molly.
Yeah.
I mean, my opinion on that would be that, they see that you know, that drug sells, and you know, and it's connected with music. I mean, they're selling music. You know, they're trying to make money. I would think that's probably
right,
why
right,
they're putting it in there. You know, trying to, because at the end of the day, they're trying to make money. But you know, maybe might be that they're promoting something bad too. Because
if there's deaths, people are dying.
I mean, that's you know, that does need attention right there. I mean, because you know, that's people. I mean, people are young and careless, and if they don't know the drug's going to kill them, you know, because you don't drink water because, you know, of whatever you're doing, and you just get, you know, a heart attack, it's, you know, it, like you said, education, you just know, okay, you're going to take it, drink a grip of water, and be safe, you know, carry a big jug of water with you.
Right, no, definitely.
Well,
but unfortunately, what's also with the young generation, too, it seems like you said, with Kanye saying it, of course, Miley Cyrus saying it, it's like Molly has been, quote-unquote, accepted into the mainstream in that sense. And, of course, all the young people
mm-hmm.
are thinking, Molly, yeah, we got to go to this thing, or whatever the case may be. And even for those who never tried it, of course, you know, that might be that peer pressure. It's like, well, come on, it's not bad. You'll be all right. Just, you know, drink water, do whatever you got to do. And, of course, those kids will take it. And, you know,
right. That's
where this whole culture just really blew up.
Hey, Tony, what does Molly do to you? I mean, it makes you hallucinate. What does it do?
Yeah.
I mean, admittedly, I've never taken it. Admittedly, I've never taken it. I mean, this is the feedback I get from those who have. And some people say that, yeah, you do hallucinate, you trip, but it's supposed to, quote unquote, enhance the music somehow. Which
it's pretty
myself.
Much
yeah.
right?
With my experience on doing what they used to call rochas, which is Dal Molly, it actually enhanced anything and everything that I input into my body, whether it be weed, speed, alcohol, whatever I did, it enhanced it.
So it's another form of
ecstasy. That's exactly what it is.
Hey, Mary, I'm sorry. I think we're getting a little bit of feedback here. Somebody might have the radio on in the background.
Echo.
Yeah.
Is that better?
There you go.
We're still getting an echo from you, Mary.
Okay. Yeah, were you able to hear what I was saying?
Yeah, we could hear you, but it's like echoing.
We're not completely set up with the new building here at Versatile Radio.
Oh, wait,
technical
difficulties.
I want to thank my boy, who is here to actually help me finish connecting things and setting up.
What were you saying there, Tony?
Oh, no, I'm just saying with the echo feedback and stuff, maybe that's the example of how you feel when you're on Molly.
Maybe we're all.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's like ecstasy pretty much, right?
That's it. I guess that's the effect. You're hearing the echo and, you know, hey.
Yeah, but the drug Molly, it has the same effects as ecstasy. From what I'm understanding, it's pretty much, it's like a more a pure form of ecstasy. It's like stronger.
Yeah.
If I'm understanding correctly. Okay.
Oh, there you go. Right.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I mean, for past experiences with.
Well, hit me on the wand and don't delay, 'cause the dream team is here, we're gonna make your day. We came here still worry about it.
L.A.
Dream Team is in the house. Radio once again, Rudy Pardee, I'm your best friend. Let's take it to the stage to feel better by the pound. My name is Pardee, and I'm gonna throw down. In case you don't know who I be, I go by the name of a snake book. I touch bases to the fact that I'm proud to be black. Do the best that I can with my fly girl back. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, take this back into your world. Manipulate the situation with steady concentration, then you know what we're talking about. But nevertheless, you got the best. The L.A. Dream Team is in the house.
Yeah, Versatile Radio. Normally, this is our Throwback Thursday. We are touching on the subject of the Molly, the electronic dance music, and, you know, everything, all the issues and the shutdown and the cancellations of the huge events that have just taken place. We have Tony Santiago live with us on the line tonight. This show right here was kind of a last-minute scheduled show on this topic where we do know that it can get big, and it's going to get big. We have a part two tomorrow night and possibly Saturday night and continue, you know, playing some music for you guys tonight. I want to thank Mr. Eric Bush, Carlos, Tony Santiago. Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Thank you guys for joining us tonight. I want to give a shout out also to Ceci. I love you, huh? We got you. We planned for you and your man. Thanks for the support. Everybody else that has been supporting me right here at Versatile Radio, us right here at Versatile Radio. Shout out to Alicia. Diane, all the DJs that have been supporting and backing me up right here, and for all the prayers, seeing that, you know, First Call Radio making a move and you know, facing all the struggles that everyone has.
Yeah, 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 most definitely, most definitely. Yeah. God bless him.
Yeah, so let me think. I just have a few more things to say before I guess, you know, I wrap things up on my side. All right, right now.
I'm sorry, Tony. We have another live caller on the line right now coming in from 562 area code. So let's go
okay.
ahead and check in right now. Yeah, yeah. Well, welcome to First Call Radio. You're live on air. Is there anything that you want to speak about, collaborate, or respond to? If not, we will leave you on hold and move to the show. Caller, are you there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up? Is that AJ?
Yeah, this is AJ. What's up, Carlos?
What's up, AJ, man? I just got to say, AJ, he's a longtime friend of mine, man. He's a friend of mine from childhood. He's actually my brother's best friend. He's the best friend of my bro. But AJ has a DJ experience back in the 90s, you know, so I want to get his feedback.
Right.
Yeah, he's calling from Long Beach. I just wanted to get his feedback on what he used to see back in the 90s, you know, in the parties he used to go to, you know, because I'm pretty sure there wasn't those drugs in there, you know. What did you used to see back in your days, you know, being in the party scene and you know?
Yeah, pretty much everything from the 90s to before that, especially still some crack, you know, they smoked the Primo up in the party.
Yeah.
To mix the weed with the crack and roll it up. Yeah, that was some crazy stuff right there.
B-Dogs.
Yeah. So that's when little experimenting got a little crazy. Shermed out. I mean, pretty hardcore stuff. Acid was like...
Can you relate to the EDM music? Can you relate to the EDM music, the trance,
well,
rave, or anything
like
that?
I did perform at, because, you know, I've DJed for close to 20 years. So back in the 90s, they did have some raves, but they were like underground warehouses, I mean, abandoned buildings. So it was, you had to go find a flyer and go ask somebody, like, at a liquor store, like, where this place was. It was real.
Yeah, there wasn't no Facebook back then.
Nothing like that.
Yeah, it was kind of kept on the down low, where there was a meeting spot here to pick up the flyer to get to the next box, to pick up the next flyer, and everything was
exactly.
Abandoned industrial building. Oh yeah, I remember
those days. Yeah, but I mean, what I did see at those kind of raves was the nitrous, like nitrous oxide. Molly to me is kind of low key. Like you can't really spot out somebody right away if they're on it. For all you know, they're just grooving to the music. You know, they're grinding up on somebody, and who doesn't grind up on somebody when you hear a jam, you know, like a good jam? So at some point, it's kind of hard to distinguish, like, what's what. But if there's a guy on nitrous or a chick on nitrous, like, you can spot that. I was able to spot it right away. Like, oh, that fool's on nitrous. You know what I mean?
He's the guy pissing out on the floor.
Yeah,
right.
There you go.
Yeah, I remember the first time I did nitrous, I passed out, man. I fell out. That stuff's all bad, dude.
Do you still attend these type of events?
No, I mean, those underground raves are pretty much all I went through. There was a period there where I just stayed away from that because it was really, to me, it wasn't organized. And it was kind of a little scary because you never knew when they were going to come in. You know, I'm talking about, like, cops come in, break it up, and
So would you attend one that's more organized, like as far as Las Vegas, Utopia?
Oh, man, they got a, what is it, like, I don't know what they're using in Vegas, but I know in L.A. when they were here, EDC, they had, what, the Coliseum? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's no hype that. There's no hiding that, man. So I mean,
or just out in the deserts, dude. Remember those out in the deserts in the middle of nowhere, dude? Just a bunch of people.
Yeah, like I see those. Like I remember, and I think all these EDCs, the what's the Halloween one, like have come from that.
Yeah.
You know, and the drug, as far as like ecstasy and all this, I mean, it's a lost cause. You know what I mean? It's like over here in Long Beach, we used to have the Bob Marley Fest. I don't know if you ever went to that, Carlos, when you were down here, but we had the Bob Marley.
Oh, man, I didn't get a chance to see that. Oh, I love
Long Beach
that,
Arena.
Man.
And if there's any hint that there's going to be, like, weed is at a Bob Marley Fest. And I tell you, that Long Beach Arena was hot-boxed like a motherfucker. Excuse
oh,
my
yeah.
Language.
All right. Not to interrupt you, but we do have Tony Santiago on the line with us, who is the inspiration for the topic of this show, being that he backs up EDM, electronic dance music, and you know, it's grown very big. Can you hear me okay, Tony?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm still here. I can barely hear you, but I'm getting it.
Yeah, I'm still getting a little echo here.
Do you want to collaborate on anything that is saying right now?
Well, you know, it's funny because I'm like hearing the conversation now. I mean, unfortunately, in New York City, we don't have deserts or anything to like go out. I mean, we're lucky we can find open space. At best, when I was hearing this man talking about, you know, the raves and all that stuff being in like apartment buildings, underground areas where, you know. Yeah, you got around through an invite that somebody gave you, and you just had to know where. You're right. And it was difficult back in those days because, right, you didn't have the Facebook. You didn't have Twitter. You didn't have
social
any of that.
Social media.
No. So, yeah, nothing social media. Social media was get on a phone, and it wasn't even cell phones, really, because those were expensive. So, you know, you just, like, you saw something on your beeper, and there it was. You got the, you know, you found out about the party.
Yeah, but they packed the house. Word got out.
Yeah, no, it did. That it definitely did. Oh, yeah, it did. I mean, you were talking about nitrous, and I saw a whole bunch of people tripping on that. Oh, God, that was crazy.
Yeah,
and I think
who knows what other
started, where it's at, what time is taking place back then or now. I think it all starts off with in the home parents. You don't give your kids a heads up and let them know what's really going down, and either way, they're going to try it. They're either going to try it, figure it out. They heard it's cool. It's all over the media. It's a rap song. It's in their face.
And
you don't
but it is.
To their attention to let them know that it's not
trendy
for them. Then
it's whatever's in it. Whatever's trendy.
You're fighting
right. And the music industry does. Yeah. They feed off of that.
Yeah. Oh, this is trending. I'm going to drop a song on this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you had an era, Cypress Hill. I mean, come on, that's the Weed Kings right there, Cypress Hill. They had a whole album.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They had Chronic. That's all the 90s. Weed was the 90s, like, till now. I mean, it's always been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, that influenced everything else, But you know what? Here's the difference now. I mean, back in the 90s, of course, it was in the underground clubs. It was all, you know, pretty much reserved in a building in that sense of it. Fast forward to today. Now it's mainstream. It's out in an open field where you have like tens of thousands of people just hanging around and just taking it in. And, of course, it's difficult to try to man all this because, you know, it's, at least in a club, you got a close setting. You can, you know, go around to at least, I guess, whatever's in the club, like 300, 400 people, depending. But then, you know, how do you man 10,000 plus folks in that? And of course, when it gets darker, it gets harder.
Yeah, those places are crazy, man. There's thousands of people there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think I'll just
say can just educate.
Just a dream. Yep. Just a dream. All our plans and all our schemes.
Carlos and Eric, can you guys still hear me okay?
Well, we hear you just fine, Eric.
All right.
Sounds like you're in a cave
the,
over here.
The sound. It sounded like I was in a cave?
Yeah, because you know the echoes?
Okay.
This is my attempt to make a joke. No.
All right, that better.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. We hear you way better now.
All right. Well, everyone, welcome back to Versatile Radio. This is Throwback Thursday, and we are touching down on the topic of electronic dance music, the whole scene, and the event behind electronic dance music, Molly being an issue as far as media goes. We are live with Santiago. We also do have what was your buddy's name? I'm sorry, I apologize. From Long Beach.
AJ.
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
AJ.
Yeah. You guys hear me?
Now,
all right.
With this being we're gonna go ahead and continue the topic of this subject right here on tomorrow night's show. Is there anything else you want to throw out there for any of the listeners that are either listening live, that are going to be listening to the archive and the podcast of the show, to encourage them to maybe call in and speak about this? We do have a very wide audience here at Versatile Radio. We are worldwide. We're in about 13 different countries right now. Is there anything you want to throw out there before tomorrow's show?
Let's see. Well, for me, I have two shows, actually. I have a Sunday night show called New Music Spotlight with Tony Santiago on Party Radio USA, and it's all new dance music.
Okay.
And yes, it's EDM, it's house, it's everything, but we break it out before all the radio stations do. If anything, I mean, right now the big song that's going on is Summertime Sadness, you know, by Lana Del Rey. A lot of stations are playing it now.
Okay.
I played it back in January.
Right.
I mean, that's one thing. Plus, I have a show on.
Okay, so you're playing the stuff that comes out.
Why don't we let everybody know where they can find your station at right now?
Sure, on partyradiousa.net.
All right, and you guys are based out of where?
It's in New York.
Okay, so there it is there. What is it? Let's throw out the whole link.
Plus, I also do another show on UrbanLatinoRadio.com. It's called #DM. It's actually kind of doing a little jab on the EDM scene because we're just kind of bringing back the house sounds, the progressive things. There's really no EDM on that show. And I guess that's kind of a cutting-edge sort of thing because a lot of people are also kind of like, eh, about it, especially those who have, like, you know, been dance music fans since. So I'm kind of, like, bringing it back in a way to, like, the what it was
before.
All right.
Okay, AJ,
is there anything you want to plug, man? As far as like, I'm sure, for what I was hearing, you got the, you're doing the whole DJing thing still, all right? I don't know if you want to plug something.
Yeah, man. I'm just like, I'm not as busy as I used to be because you know I'm a little older. I got a job, but I'm happy with what I got right now.
That's
man.
Right. That's right.
But, if you need a DJ in the LBC, look up askeventplanning.com and One Man Squad, you'll rock your party.
That's right. Yeah.
That's it, man.
Hey, where you at, Long Beach, AJ?
Yeah, I've been in Long Beach all my life, man.
Yeah.
Like Carlos said, you know, best friends with his older brother, Beto, and
right,
he was in my wedding. I mean, we go way back. I remember Carlos. Carlos is a smart dude. I mean, he's always the kid.
Yeah.
You know, his brother was always the one going somewhere, and he want to go with us. We take him with us sometime.
I used to have to chase you. I used to follow you guys, fool. Don't be lying, dog. I used to have to go behind you guys, like hiding and shit behind dumpsters and shit.
Oh, yeah, you're really sorry about that, man. But, you know, one thing I remember about you, man, is you did a science experiment. I don't know if you remember, but you lit up a light bulb with, like, a lemon. And I
oh,
was
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I did that the science project, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the days. Man. You remember that? Dude? Damn.
Hey, we just
yeah,
Just shy, man.
It's back in the days right there, man.
You had a good head on your shoulders, man, when I saw that. I was like,
yeah, big ass head, too.
well, it looks like your body is talking to me. I'm hearing something. Go on, get it, girl. See, my
we'll be right back.
Yeah. We'll be back.
We'll be back. How you doing, Carlos?
All right, man. So, are we back on the air or are we on the chat?
Sure, you guys are live right now.
There, are you there?
Okay, cool. All right, it's cool. So what's up, Eric, man? What do you feel, man? What's your rundown on the show tonight, man? What do you have to say about it?
On the Molly thing, I
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of interesting. I don't go there, you know. So to see people trip on that in order to satisfy themselves for a concert. That's, you know, for music,
right.
That's a little strange. No, I mean,
yeah.
I myself would just go to listen to music.
Right. I mean, I kind of like make a little sense out of it, man. I mean, you got these kids, man, and teenagers, dude. They're impulsive, you know. Their hormones are off the charts, you know. And
right.
You know, with that comes, you know, the impulse to get high and you know, that drug, it gives a euphoric feeling, you know, and makes you feel top of the world. The music sounds better. Everything,
right.
Everything's better, you know. So that's the thing about it. I mean, it's unfortunate because, you know, it's cool, but that it really messes your brain up, man. I mean, it overheats your brain literally. That's why you know people go into have a heart attack, you know, from overheating,
yeah.
Pretty much, you know. And your brain gets too hot, and next thing you know, you pass out, you go to a coma, and then you're dead.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
so it is a very,
a
very
bit,
dangerous drug.
That's a little bit too out there to enjoy somebody's music or a concert or to get high, just to have fun.
Right. There are people out there that can, you know, like they could go to a concert and not be high, but. You know, once you go to it, and next you know, it becomes associated with it, you know, so maybe it becomes a trigger for some people, you know.
Right.
They go to
right.
that rave or that club, and you know, it just triggers their wanting of it, and next you know, they can't have fun without it, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of a
subject,
kind of sad. Yeah, it is. That's really, really, really strange. You know, I could just, like I said once again, I can just go just to satisfy myself. I don't take anything on, you know. And it is good out there that people could talk about it more instead of trying to blame music for it or blame a certain artist or whatever for it. Should spend more time on trying to get the people not to do the drug.
No.
And it is kind of, out there. It's kind of goofy too that you know, you're in a band and you're sitting there trying to promote it as being an artist. That's kind of silly too.
Right. Yeah, you know, but drugs and music, man. They unfortunately they go together, dude. And you know, you got these rock and roll guys, you know, singing about remember that song like about 5-6 years ago? I think it was man, I can't remember what artist it was that sang it, but. I mean, the whole song is talking about calling his drug connection and talk about partying and not sleeping for days, you know. And that was a popular song, man. But because people, they don't directly connect it, like you don't really got people in a rock concert, you know, doing the drugs he's talking about, you know. It's a different kind of
right.
scene there, but you know, there's still probably people out there getting high as fuck listening to that song, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a whole different. It's a different look at things, man. I think they're more focused on it because they got a bunch of these college kids, you know, dying. You know, it's not some kid from some hood or some barrio out there that's dying.
Right.
You know, it's some rich dude's college kid. You know,
right. Well, that
and it's hitting more closer to home to middle America. You know, to the politicians that are probably maybe have a niece or a nephew that fell
uh-huh.
victim to it. You know.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean
cool.
that's the way it goes, though, man. And money controls everything, man.
Right, oh, of course.
Pretty much the, you know.
Right, but
you got married, man.
Let's go take a ride in the car. I will take the passenger seat. Baby, we don't have to go far. I'll let you on the show.
We're back.
Welcome back, y'all. How you feeling now, Mary?
Okay, all right. So we're going to continue this topic tomorrow. We'll be able to promote it a little bit more. Although you guys and we cannot see some of the chatters that came in, we did have quite a few. A lot of people actually get into chat. They're in with us, and they don't register, but they're actually in. So, I hope you guys enjoy the show. I hope that you tune in tomorrow as we will continue the topic of this. And, to all, everybody listening, whether you back up and enjoy the whole electronic dance music scene and the event, we encourage you guys to call in. Say your opinion and just keep it real.
Yeah. Gotta keep it real. That's the only way to do it. It's cool music though. It's cool music. You know, I think that it was just in that culture of that music that people do that. From what I remember, Ecstasy's been around for a minute, and they were making a big deal about it before, and then it died out, and now this Molly thing is back. You know, it's like a stronger version of it. And
Right.
just think it's going to be the same thing that happened with X. It's just going to fade back into obscurity, and some people are still going to do it. And, people like to do drugs,
I think a lot of times what they do with that also is they label certain folks out there, for instance, like the Cyrus thing, how she was doing that. So that was good to label that's a bad drug, she, you know what I mean? You do stuff like this. I'm sure a lot of times it's labeled, for a certain artist.
But what I seen on that, from what I see on that Miley Cyrus thing, people were more saying shit about the way she looked rather than her mentioning Molly. she came out looking pretty damn, what are you doing? Where's her PA at? Don't go out there like that. Maybe there's something wrong with that. She needs to get more people. She needs to get rid of all these yes people. She needs to,
All these women say yes people.
Because they're all telling her, you look good. Somebody, there was nobody right there to say, Miley, you look ridiculous. Don't be coming out like that. There's something wrong with you. You're crazy.
Right. Yeah, because I was doing my little. I was doing my own little thing, and I caught just a little bit of it. What I'd seen,
Freestyle
I thought
Paradise Radio and Versatile Radio.
I watched it, dude. I was like, oh man.
Very immature. It's very immature.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
I think it just made everybody in the audience probably just uncomfortable. Like, damn.
Right.
What the hell is she doing?
Right. I think maybe.
And you got dude come out look like Beetlejuice. The other guy right there. Who was that other guy?
Wow.
I'm like, man, what is this guy doing with stripes? Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. The look on Robin Thicke's face.
Robin Thicke. That fool, it was him. He's the one that came out.
Yeah, it was Robin Thicke.
Said Beetlejuice three times.
Who said him?
No, who said Beetlejuice three times?
Probably Molly.
Hey, so Barry, what do you think? What are your final thoughts? Barry, what do you think? Is this going to keep? Is going to continue? Is going to end or what?
I like to save the best for last. So
I'll go ahead and give my complete opinion towards the end of our show, whether it be part two, part three.
Yeah, that's okay. Right, that's right. That's definitely more on the discussion.
Yeah, we're going to remind you on that too, Mary. We'll remind you.
All right, here we
Versatile
go.
Versatile Radio.
Yeah.
Throwing it back. Thank you.
on and on and on.
Who was that?
Ooh, we are back on
radio.
Go on, get it.
Get it. We on the air still? Man, you guys caught me singing again?
Yeah, you did. You don't sound too bad there, Carlos. We may have to
put you
know
I can
hit
those high notes, huh?
I'm sure you can.
May
have to put
You can hear me earlier, too?
No, I just heard you that time.
Oh, okay. I was like that because I was here getting down over here, man.
I'm sure you was. Wow. We may have to put him in the studio, Mary. Wow.
Yeah. So what's up, man? We still on her?
Who's
Mary at? I don't hear Mary.
Yes. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah,
there
we can.
Go.
We can hear you a little better now.
All right. Yeah, you know, I actually, did check my messages and I've seen quite a few callers or actually listeners that were like, what the hell are Molly?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I know what Molly was until I see Miley Cyrus dancing to Molly.
Right, well, see, that might
I think I'm all hip on it, you know what I mean?
Might hit the East Coast,
ahead of you,
you know, and hasn't came out this way yet. You know what I mean? Because I never heard of it either.
Well, I mean, it's just a stronger form of X, you know, so, you know,
it's changed the name.
You know, the next, the Evolve version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how they come up with these crazy drugs nowadays, man. You got these crazy
chemists
somewhere coming up with some shit to make, you know, make motherfuckers high.
They come up with the rest of names like they come up with the names for hurricanes.
Yeah, it's just
Eric,
it's a catchy
name, Molly.
Have
you ever tried anything close to that type of drug pill or whatever enhancer?
No.
Have you ever done any kind of drug?